Since the project was launched last summer, donations of harps, trumpets, guitars, fiddles, banjos, drums and much more have been dropped into Killarney, Tralee, Carrick Iveagh and Listowel libraries. Music Generation Kerry, an organisation that offers high quality, low cost music education throughout the county, reviews the instruments and brings them up to standard and then loans them through the library to anyone who would like to learn to play music. Deirdre Johnson is the Music Development Officer for Music Generation Kerry.
A very important part of music education programme is the provision of instruments. Music is resource heavy. Whether you're a music programme or a music school or you're a parent trying to provide an instrument for your child. So an important part of what Music Generation Kerry does is to provide instruments on loan to schools and children throughout the county. However, we recently found out about other counties and cities that were operating instrument donation schemes. So in collaboration with Kerry County Council and Kerry Library, we have launched an instrument donation scheme where people can donate instruments to their local library branch whenever they want. They just pop in, sign a little form, and they hand in their instrument. Then Kerry Library notifies me. Music Generation Kerry's musicians string the instruments, clean them if necessary, repair them, and then they are put back into the library stock, and anybody in the county can borrow one of the instruments on their library card.
That's amazing. So talk to me about the instruments that are being dropped in. Obviously, we all know people who started learning a musical instrument and dropped it, and there's instruments sitting in houses all over Kerry. So what are you finding? What are coming into you?
All sorts of amazing instruments. I mean, some very notable things are several beautiful harps. We've had several organs, pianos. We've had a number of drum kits, lots of guitars, basses, violins, and flutes, clarinets and saxophones, things like that. It's really amazing what's come in the door.
Children are getting an opportunity to learn that. There mightn't have been the finances beforehand to buy an instrument because they're expensive.
That's right. Well, depending on the instrument, they can be very expensive. And also, when you're a parent and your child expresses a desire to learn an instrument, sometimes you're not sure whether that's going to work out. And you'll probably be looking at the lower end of the market in terms of purchasing, which is sensible. However, those instruments are quickly outgrown, and that's an issue as well. So you rapidly need to buy another instrument or a bigger instrument or a more expensive instrument. And this is where the instrument donation scheme can really come into play, because we have some very high quality instruments available.
Have you been able to match up those instruments with children?
We certainly have, and there's been a few lovely moments. For example, a harp was donated actually by my mother, a very good harp, and a little girl happened to be in the library at the time whose heart was broken for a harp, and her mother, they have actually borrowed that harp, and that little girl is learning harp, so it's a lovely story.
Yeah, that's extraordinary. You also want to talk to me about a little boy that got a banjo recently from somebody, I think near Tralee.
Yes, William J. O'Connor very generously donated a legacy banjo, a really high quality banjo. And we have a young student, Ronan, who has been learning banjo via our online lesson program since around COVID lockdown. And Ronan is very, very good and was on one of Music Generation's basic banjos, but really there was a need to move him to an intermediate instrument at least, and it was just a very lucky happenstance that I knew that Ronan needed that banjo, and William J was very kind to donate it, and then we were able to offer it to Ronan on a loan basis from the library.
Shelley Brown's 11-year-old son Ronan has been learning the banjo on an instrument donated to the library. Shelley explains how much he's benefited from the project.
Ronan had an interest in traditional music, so he started learning lessons in his own school at Tin Whistle. And then it was about 2021 where Ronan decided he wanted to pick up a different instrument. And I just, through the luck of searching, I was able to land into the Music Generation program through my involvement with the Kerry Library in Killarney. And so in November of 2021, Ronan got a graciously donated instrument from the library. Literally, it was delivered from the Tralee Library down to Killarney. I picked it up there, and it's been a lovely thing for him to be learning through online lessons in the comfort of his own home with his own instrument that has been donated. And he has lessons once a week with a lovely gentleman that's really bringing him along, and he's got great joy out of playing the banjo.
So he began with a starter instrument, but as Deirdre said, he improved. And when they improve, you do need to step up to a better instrument, don't you?
Definitely. It was through his instructor, Dara, who was indicating that Ronan had outgrown his starter instrument. Now, it was perfectly fine for him at the time, but he was learning more advanced skills and techniques that just really weren't, he wasn't able to really grasp them on a starter instrument. And we had been searching high and dry through all our done deals, our used instrument locations, and we just weren't ever able to find one until Deirdre had found a lovely gentleman to donate our legacy instrument for Ronan. And it is such a beautiful instrument. I can only imagine the history and the legacy of where this banjo has been, what it has played and who it's played for. It's a gorgeous instrument. We're so lucky.
He's thriving on it and improving all the time, is he?
That's what his instructor tells me, yeah. And the beauty of it is that I didn't have to make the initial investment. And it is something that he's now got, Ronan has a passion for. So we're grateful that it's in the house and it's showing Ronan. There is great joy and personal satisfaction out of learning something new. And as a parent, I'm delighted to have not made a huge investment until I could figure out that he was dedicated to playing.
Yeah, because a lot of parents would spend a lot of money on a starter instrument on initial lessons and they lose interest, some of them quite quickly, and you've spent a lot of money. So at least he got a taste of it and loved it and has stuck with it.
Yes, that's exactly right. And look, sure, if he wants his own instrument, at least he's had a taste of what a good instrument feels like, sounds like, and then we know where we're going with that, and we're so very grateful.
Deirdre Johnson says they're still gladly accepting donations of instruments.
If there are people in the community who have an instrument at the back of the closet or under the bed and they are comfortable and happy to donate it, we would love to receive those instruments. I have a team of musician educators throughout the county, very dedicated, wonderful musicians, and this team and myself, we work together to review the instruments, check them, test them, restring them, put cases on them, all those sort of things, all the accoutrements that they need. It's actually really important that the instruments are right before they go out to the community, so we're just very careful that they are the right instruments that go out. But we've had lovely stock come through, and honestly, these certain instruments are actually quite difficult to sell. There's so many instruments available all the time. It's just at that period that Shelley was mentioning of not being sure. I mean, I think most parents would be happy to buy their child an instrument provided they knew that they really wanted to play it and that they were going to hold on to it for a long time. I just want to emphasize that the donated instruments are available to anybody in the community. So obviously a lot of children will be using these instruments, but also adults, if they fancy learning an instrument, they can contact me directly. It's useful maybe to follow the Facebook page and the Instagram for Music Generation Kerry and send me a direct message or email me at musicgeneration@kerryetb.ie.
Do you get to hold on to the instrument for a certain period of time, or how long do you have it before you have to give it back?
Well, I would say that these instruments can be on long-term loan until a waiting list arises. Certain instruments like harps, there's a big demand out there, so we would have to notify the parent, but we would give them a good lead-in, maybe 3 months, something like that, just to say at the start of the next academic year, that instrument will have to move on to another child.
Yeah, and at least at that stage, the parent knows if the child is really committed to it or not.
And you know, another instrument might come through and we won't have to do. We'd always try to keep the instrument with the child as long as we could.
In terms of the people who donate them, it must be satisfying for them to see somebody else learn to play it.
Yes, I would just like to really thank all the people who have donated instruments. It's really generous. The people of Kerry are so generous, and it's made a big difference to a lot of children. I'm just thinking about an accordion that went down to South Kerry and made a big difference to a little child, and that harp, Shelley's banjo. I'd like to particularly mention a gentleman called Ger O'Driscoll, who's a brass legend in Ireland, and he donated two beautiful trumpets to our burgeoning brass program in Castle Island. So we have an after-school program at Skulwarg on small Castle Island with 13 children learning trumpet and trombone, and their amazing tutor Ross O'Hay is friends with Ger, who was kind enough to donate two outstanding instruments. So I'd particularly like to thank Ger as well, and everyone else who has donated.
If somebody wants to donate an instrument, how do they contact you?
It's so simple. You just need to pop down to your local library and drop in the instrument. And that's really all you have to do.
Yeah. And I imagine there's a lot of instruments out there still sitting in attics that haven't been used in a long time that maybe could be put to good use.
Absolutely. And I would say as well, if you have an instrument that you think is broken, for example, maybe the neck is broken or something quite big on a violin or a cello, don't throw it away. Drop it into your library, because you'd be surprised how certain instruments can and should be fixed. Now, if an instrument is unfixable, and that does happen, it will be recycled responsibly. So, that's another thing that you don't have to do. You can just pop the instrument in and we will look after that for you.
So if you have an unused instrument you'd like to donate, all you have to do is drop it to your local library. You'll find more information on Music Generation Kerry's Facebook and Instagram pages.